Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, financial wizard and political consultant Cheryl Blomstrom joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Cheryl Blomstrom, the political consultant. Pleasure to have you back on, ma'am.
Thank you, Sam. Good morning.
So, we have so much going on as we are taping this. Right now, it looks like, unless I miss my guess, that by the end of this week as we are taping, that Congress is going to come to an agreement for about $750 billion as a first part of a financial package, and then come back and look at something again in April. That sounds like it makes it more palatable for the Republicans to be able to go through with this. What are your thoughts?
I think that you're probably right. The sticking points are liability, limited liability for companies who bring their workers back during the pandemic, And the second issue is assistance for local governments. Some of the Republicans think that there have been, spending in excess of what makes sense to them in some of the local governments for a variety of reasons. And so they're hung up on that. I think that Getting money to the folks who need it the most, and that's the plain folks, is what everybody's focusing on right now. And I think that's what they're trying to get done before they go home.
Yeah, you know, the obviously the trial lawyers would like to not see limited liability, and that makes sense on the Democratic side. But it seems like, you know, the public good is more important at this point than the political fight.
I agree. And as far as liability, if a company is doing what they're supposed to do, if they are doing what is mandated by their local OSHA, the national parameters, the CDC, all the folks that are feeding into this decision, if they are doing things appropriately, I think a limited liability during this time is entirely appropriate.
I think also that, you know, when we're looking at fining companies, and this is not just in Nevada, but around the country, where various state OSHA departments are going in and fining businesses for various reasons, this is the worst possible way of dealing with this situation, because businesses are already on the threshold of going bankrupt. And now, you know, it's kind of like when you bounce a check and there's a $25 check charge. Well, you didn't have the money in the first place. Why are you giving me a $25 charge? I can't pay that either. So interest rates are at zero and are going to stay at zero. I think we've all figured out that we're never going to pay back the trillions of dollars of debt, so we're only talking about paying interest on the debt, unless we come back to a situation that was near the end of the Clinton administration where we were actually paying down the debt for a period of time.
It's not impossible if we see the right levels and the right distribution of growth, but it's difficult.
Right, but you know, isn't this an incentive for Congress to be able to provide more relief to the general public at this time, you know, even if we have to wait till April for the next round of it, because the interest rates are near zero, so you're really not paying for it.
There's still a principle to be considered, and I know that you know this as well as I do, if not better, that even if there's no interest on it, the principle remains, and that debt is getting shuffled off, and it's not going to be paid by me, and it's not going to be paid by you, but our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. And the opportunity cost to that is huge, no matter whether there's interest or not. But I think it needs to be done. It's just a question of tailoring it and making it as narrow as possible.
Okay, but now let's be realistic. That debt is never going to be paid off. that debt is never going to be paid. I mean, that's the point. I mean, my whole adult life, I have heard that we are putting this debt onto our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and I have yet to see the effects of that. And, you know, that was when the interest rates were high. Now they're at zero. So, you know, 30-year borrowing doesn't seem to be, you know, the problem that it would have been. I mean, the place where the problem is people on a fixed income, senior citizens, who are totally getting screwed on 0% interest rates because all the money they have saved is valueless in terms of giving them an income in retirement.
Yeah, that's a fact, in fact. The opportunity cost that I'm talking about is as the debt gets larger, and it's huge now, and it's getting larger in leaps and bounds, that the payments need to be made, interest or otherwise, need to be made, and that takes money away from other avenues, other areas where there could be growth that could benefit our kids. Whether it directly impacts them or not, it will impact them.
All right, so, you know, what's the answer? You know, because from what I've been hearing from both sides of the economic scale here is that people who are not in favor of debt say, at a time like this, the Fed has the money, let them do it. It's a political decision whether you do it or not. And people who say, you know, we should borrow the money to save the country anyway, you know, both sides are agreeing. The Fed says do it, and it's political that we're not. And people are suffering because of it.
I fully agree. There's no easy silver bullet magic unicorn that's going to fix this. But right now, the folks that are hurting badly. People in Nevada are lining up at food banks where they have never, ever, ever been to a food bank, are lining up to be able to feed their children. That is unconscionable in a society as generally productive as we are. I think we have to do something. It just needs to be as small as possible to see us through this, because after the vaccine arrives, the economy will come back. The economy was on very good footing before this pandemic hit us. We were doing really well, and we were doing really well across all income structures, all demographics. We were just plain doing well, and we aren't right now. And so we need to give us some room, make a bridge, if you will, to that recovery.
All right, so agreed on all your points there, but you know, you talk to Pat Mulroy, for example, who's on the board of Wynn now, and she says Macau is practicing shutting down and reopening because they see more pandemics coming in the not too distant future. So we were obviously not nearly as prepared as we should have been on so many levels for this pandemic. Does the government now fund massive stores of PPE and other things that are needed in a pandemic when normally, if you don't have a pandemic situation and there's money for A or money for supplies for the possible pandemic, people are never going to go for putting the stores of, you know, PPE. So what do you do in a situation like that?
If you do anticipate further pandemics, plural, which just scares the stuffing out of me, I think you have to prepare for it. Now, there's probably a happy medium in there somewhere. You're not going to have, you know, pandemic supplies for two decades. I don't think that that's reasonable. But we've seen tremendous PPE and such consumed over the last 9 months. Just incredible consumption globally. And so I think you have to at least allow for, you know, a year, year and a half, because the vaccine development in this case was extraordinary. Nobody disagrees with that. I don't think that they could find the I think it reflects our science and the DNA science in particular. They mapped the gene of this god-awful thing, and now we have a vaccine to eliminate it. I mean, that's extraordinary in 9 months' time.
No, absolutely. And I think that you know, the other part of that was that the federal government and other governments around the world were paying the drug companies to manufacture massive doses of these vaccines prior to them being approved, so that if they were approved, that they would be able to be delivered within a week, which was, you know, really astonishing.
Well, that's government assuming the risk of a private company for the public good. I completely agree with how that worked.
One of the other problems that we're seeing is, and again, you can't plan for this because you would never be able to bear the cost. It's like the insurance industry. You can get insurance for everything, but if you get insurance for everything, you will have no money to be able to live on. But you know, the staff shortages, the hospitals have more capacity, but they have great staffing shortages. Is this an incentive for Congress to finally come together and reform the immigration structure to allow for more people to be able to come to the United States to take jobs that are needed?
Speaking for me, I would say, oh, heck yes. There are nurses and doctors who are well-trained offshore, some that probably aren't as well-trained as we would prefer, but the ones who are well-trained and the ones that we can establish that training, we should absolutely ask them to come. They would probably willingly come. And we should compensate them accordingly.
Well, I've certainly seen things popping up on Facebook from nurses who are pointing out how much travel nurses make by comparison with regular nurses. And a lot of them are looking at that as an option now because they can make a lot more money that way. So immigration is such a fraught issue. But I mean, you look at so many different industries, construction industry, trucking industries, that need workers and are having trouble finding them, and there are willing workers elsewhere. But boy, it is the most contentious of issues.
It absolutely is. And I think that if we can establish somebody's bona fides, we should bring them in. We should prepare for them and provide for them an avenue, if they choose to become an American. I think that's part of what is going to expand the pie, grow the pie, to help us recover.
You know, to be honest with you, I think that most people that are coming or would like to come to the United States for work are more interested in the work side of it and to be able to legally live in the United States rather than the citizenship part. I think the citizenship would be an added bonus if they chose to accept it, but that's not what the dream is. The dream is to come to the land of opportunity.
Correct. But I think that if we can normalize that and then provide an opportunity to become an American, I think you'd find, if it was offered in a way that was accommodating to scheduling and all of that, that more of those people would want to become Americans.
Well, and you may be right. That is, you know, but let's see if we can get some immigration reform done before we worry about the next part. But, you know, people are already rushing to the border because there's always a cutoff date. And so people are rushing, hoping that they can get in and beat whatever cutoff date.
I've been reading about the caravan that is forming now, and that scares me because it puts people at risk, children at risk in particular.
Well, it does, but you know, if we would streamline things on the borders and streamline the way that immigration systems work, then perhaps we wouldn't have to worry so much about, you know, these giant rushes. We just make it so difficult for people to be able to access the United States. And there are going to be people that seriously disagree with me on this, but that's fine. Disagreement is good. But, you know, if you're in this country and you're out of status, you have to leave to go to your home country to be able to, you know, get your status renewed. And there's no way that you're going to keep a job for the amount of time that that would take, and there's no guarantee that you would ever get back. So, you know, there's a reason why people become out of status. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Cheryl Blomstrom after this time out.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Cheryl Blomstrom. She's a political consultant. The sales and gaming tax proposals backed by the Clark County Education Association going to the legislature. Your thoughts on these, and especially, well, in any time, but in particular now?
In particular now, they are very, very ill-suited to the times. Ill-considered and ill-suited, and It's as Carol Velardo, I love Carol Velardo, used to say, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax the fellow behind the tree. And this kind of initiative tax making is the fellow behind the tree. So gaming has a big X on it. Mining has three big X's on them. That's anathema to me because there isn't time or space or consideration on a ballot to make the kind of choices and difficult decisions that really need to be made about taxes.
So where do we go?
Good question. The progressives in our state would tell you that the sales tax initiative is regressive. That's probably true. It's also arguably a way, if you expand the base of that, not just on goods, but on services, but you could custom tailor those services so that they are business-to-business transactions, which wouldn't be as regressive as shoes, for instance, you know, where your kids have to have shoes for school. So there are ways to make a tax system less regressive. I would support that sort of thing. The notion about mining right now is that they get to go to the legislature this time and they get to negotiate with three guns at their heads. And that's not appropriate. I'm really sorry that our legislature did that.
Well, and here you have one of the few businesses that are incredibly successful during this time, but that doesn't give you any future guarantees.
No, it's countercyclical. So when we have good times, they don't. And when we have bad times, they have good times, just based on supply and demand of the material. It also damages our opportunities. And we have some opportunities in this state to look at rare earths and some of the minerals that are mined for high-tech manufacturing, a lot of which are done in China right now. We have some of those appearing here. And if we go out and damage mining, we damage that access also. And we make us a lot more dependent on stuff from China. And I'm not sure that's a great place to be right now.
No, and in particular, lithium. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back with Cheryl Blomstrom after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Cheryl Blomstrom. She's the political consultant. And, you know, Nevada's come out with its climate blueprint with 17 policy changes to curb emissions in the state, according to Bill Dancer of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Your thoughts on your first glances at this?
I've really focused on the transportation aspect of it, and I find it really interesting. It's pretty aggressive, but the thing that I like about it is that they've identified how these things work in terms of prioritization. And I think we have an opportunity to have a really good conversation about it.
Are you concerned about things like, for example, it looks like they're, you know, over time trying to shut out natural gas?
Yeah, that does concern me because so many homes right now are based around natural gas, and natural gas ultimately is fairly clean, cleaner than coal, you know, cleaner than a lot of other things. So I think when we talked about converting from coal to natural gas was going to be the bridge fuel into the future. I think that bridge still needs to exist until we come up with at scale renewables.
It just seems like, you know, politicians are making blueprints for 30 and 50 years into the future. If you go back 30 and 50 years and look at the technological changes that have occurred, it's hard to predict how far we will be down the road into a different world 30 to 50 years from now.
fully agree. It's my crystal ball's a little murky, you know, next year, much less 30 years.
Yeah, to say the least. It's also interesting that as far as Nevada goes, because of the fights over Yucca, that nuclear energy isn't even in the mix.
I completely agree. Nuclear energy is one of the conversations that we really do need to have. And it needs to include ways to reprocess and, you know, not just shoving it in a hole in the ground at Yucca Mountain. That is not a good solution. But the technology, as you talked about, the technology has changed. And there are other ways to manage what's left and make sure that we get all of the energy out of it.
I think you have to call it something else. You can't call it nuclear. If you call it nuclear, it's never going to happen. But if you call it something else...
You can call it atomic. Yeah. You put your thinking cap on and come up with a good word, because I think you're right. I think that's another way to repackage it.
Sunshine. We'll just call it sunshine. That's where we have to leave it. I will look forward to many great conversations with you in 2021. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.